Shalom, 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 family, peace, and greetings. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Welcome in to another broadcast right here of Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Peace and greetings, shalom to each and every last one of you out there. Praise the Most High Yah. Praise the Most High Yah. As we said in the Hebrew, we say hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises due. There's no other name that they should be honored and praised besides the Most High Yah. We lift up the Most High Yah and his gloriness and his wonderfulness, man. Just being wonderful, King and Savior and Creator as the Most High Yah truly is. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to another broadcast right here. You're doing going live right here on TalkShoe.com. So a lot of you will be catching it later on maybe YouTube because I'm recording it live right now on camera. So I appreciate you for tuning in right here for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Like I said, I'm recording right now on TalkShoe on our podcasting site on TalkShoe. And I will be uploading that. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be checking it out later on YouTube because I'm just recording live. And I and it also will be distributed on the for the podcast. Y'all won't get a chance to see the video unless you come to TalkShoe or YouTube. And so everybody who would catch it on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and what's the other one? iHeart, the Apple Podcasting Store. I appreciate you for always checking it out right here on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Greatly do appreciate you, but Most High be with you always. So, yes, you can check it out on all of those magnificent websites and on Blog Talk Radio. I will be uploading it over there as well. So, peace to everybody who follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. But today I wanted to talk to you about a little subject matter, the false doctrine, the false Israel-only doctrine, this false Israel-only doctrine. Now, yes, I want to touch on that, this false Israel-only doctrine. And let me find my description, y'all, what I put in here for the description of the show, because you want to touch on this and want to clear this up. This is nothing that actually is nothing just trying to beat up on anybody. Nothing just trying to start a dissension debate about nobody. I ain't doing no debates. I don't do no debates now. But it is to try to bring out the truth about the Most High's word and about what Israel, our mission truly is, and learning from our mistakes as Israelites. And, you know, because Most High Yah commissioned us to do a job. He commissioned Israel to do a job. So our thing is to truly learn what our job is, was supposed to be and is supposed to be, and do that. It's nothing else. It's nothing to beat up on somebody because of their ethnicity, as they want to call it, racial background. None of that. It's to do one thing. It's to only do one thing. And one thing only. And let me find this scripture and let me bring this out. This is what our job is. Let me bring this out. I should have already had the precept. Well, I'll tell y'all what. Let me get my Bible. Do it like here. Let's go to first to start this off. Show you what Israel, our mission is, our thing is. This is it. You go to Ecclesiastic, y'all. Man, where is it? Right here. Gotta get my scriptures, y'all. This is our job, man. Ecclesiastes 12. A lot of y'all already know Ecclesiastes 12. And we get here 12 and 13. It says, the sum of, now I'm reading here from the Stone Tanakh, so it probably read different than y'all King James. It said, the sum of the whole matter, which has been concerned, fear God, the Elohim, or the Elohim, and keep his commandments, for that is the man's whole duty, for God will judge every deed, for everything hidden, whether good or bad. But it says, fear Yah and keep his commandment, for because that is the duty, that is the whole duty of man. So the whole thing that the Torah, the Tanakh, well, y'all always said the Bible, and I can't say the New Testament. Now I'm gonna say this again. I'm Tanakh only, meaning what y'all call the Old Testament. I can't say the whole Bible because the New Testament go into giving praise to this other person called, who y'all call JC or Jesus, Yahweh Shai. That is a whole different thing. But I know in the Tanakh, our whole thing and our duty in the Tanakh is to give the Most High Yah his praise and him alone. So when that's the whole, basically, I guess y'all, the synopsis of the whole Tanakh. And they talk about a lot of things in there. But the whole point was to serve Yah and Yah alone. Nobody else. No associates. No none of that. To serve Yah alone. That's the whole purpose. So with this here, we have to understand. That's why Yah gave us, he commissioned the children of Israel and chose us. He said, I didn't choose you just because of your size. You're fearing people, but I chose you. Number one, because of the covenant with Abraham, your fathers, your forefathers, I have made a covenant with them. And they kept my commandments. They were faithful to me. But here's the day. I want to go into something, man. And I put this in the description. So I'm just trying to lay down the foundation here. And I said, I want to talk about some of these false doctrine that's coming out among some of these Israelite camps dealing with this Israel only doctrine. And the Most High Yah is dealing with only Israel alone. Only. He ain't dealing with nobody else. He's not dealing with nobody else. And I'm going to show you the famous scripture that they use. Now, I've seen this a lot when they're talking to so-called Christians, right? Or even somebody who's other, just so like myself, if I was having a discussion with them and I show them something and about how Israel want us to, I mean, how the Most High Yah want us to deal with everybody. And he's wanting us to, even the Gentiles, he wants them to understand and serve him and serve him alone. They will go and pull out this thing. They pull out a scripture, not a thing. I'm sorry, Shalakia. They pull out a scripture. Because they have a total another agenda. Number one is in then manifested error. If you're you calling yourself an Israelite and you saying you messianic, well, or you dealing with that New Testament, you in manifested error anyway, because you're calling on Yahweh Shai, Jesus, and whoever else, whatever name y'all want to call, you in manifested error anyway. So you're going to have to deal with the Most High Yah with that. So that's another whole thing. But you in manifested error. So it's really nothing else you can really say to a Tanakh person, a brother who just only giving praise to the Most High Yah as we commanded. You in manifested error. So that's off the top. That's off the top. Until you get away from that, hey, that's nothing else. But anyway, they're going to go. So when they use, because somebody, like most Christians, when they have a discussion with them, the Christians may say, and I'm going to have to use their thing. They say that John, famous John 3:16, and they be talking about, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. They said, whosoever, that means they said, see, that's what y'all want to pull out, that whosoever, and y'all think that's talking about everybody. See, no, that's not what that means. Let's go, give me the precept. Now, they had one of their readers. Let's go, give me the precept. You know what I want. They go to the precept. Psalms. Now, this is what I want to deal with. This is the false doctrine. I want y'all to read it. I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to do a screen share because I want y'all to see this. I'm going to do the screen share. I want y'all to see this and see it for yourself and see how it reads. So y'all, whoever else, get your Bibles and go to, let's go to Psalms, right? Let's go to Psalms. I hope I'm screen sharing this right. Oh, let me see. Let me double check, y'all. I don't know if I'm screen sharing it right. Let me check again. I think I did it wrong. Okay, screen share. My Esau, there we go. I had the wrong thing up there. There we go, sisters and brothers. There we go. Now y'all can see it. Okay, let's go to Psalms 147. Psalms 147 and 19 and verse 20. Y'all see I have it highlighted right there. And let's see what it says now. Y'all see I have the King James Version up there. That's because I know that's what they love, the King James Version. Now, you go to any other version than that, they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear because they have been, a lot of these brothers they have been indoctrinated in this King James Version. Now, they call themselves Hebrews, but they reading, they love this Protestant Bible. Yes, I know they've been told that King James is an Israelite too. I know. But that's neither here nor there, but this is a Protestant Bible. Now, we got to understand this, sisters and brothers. Understand why King James even translated that Bible for the Protestant church, but that's another whole class and story in itself. But let's read right here and see what it says. Now, they use this, I'm going to lay the premise. They use this to justify and say the Most High Yah is not dealing with no other nation. Remember now, because they're talking about John 3:16, when they're talking to a Christian or whatnot, and when they say God so loved the world that whosoever, right? That means basically anybody who profess their Savior, Jesus Christ, or Yahweh Shah, right? And they said, no, this only Israel only, not the whole world. Now, but they kind of use this. It's one of the precepts, and I'm gonna show y'all the precept. It is one of their precepts now, because I have this. I bought a precept book a while back when I was first getting into this, and I was trying to learn. So I bought a precept book from IUIC. Y'all know this, Israel United in Christ, the brothers with the purple and gold. Y'all know them, the purple and gold, right? So I bought one of their precept books. I'm gonna tell you, a lot of their precepts, a lot of these precepts that these camps be using, they basically use the same precepts because, number one, their foundation, they came out of one West. So a lot of them use the same precepts. No matter how they split up, they break up, a lot of them use the same precepts. Now, they do have some differences in certain things they do, but a lot of them have the same precept. It's just over and over what they learned from their one West. It's got a seven heads of one way. So I just throw that in there. But let's get to the scripture. Let's show y'all what this says right here. Now, this is King James. So let's deal with verse 19. Now, remember in your mind that this ain't talking about no. This is the proof that the Most High Yah is not dealing with any other nation but Israel. Remember that. Now, let's go. He showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Hallelujah. It says, praise ye, Yah. Y'all see that? Now let's go to another one. I like this. Let's go to different translations. Y'all don't mind? Let's go to the scriptures. This is the scriptures. Let's go and see what this is in the scriptures, right? Let's drop down. Let me highlight it for you. Boop. There we go. Okay. Declaring his word to Yaakov, his laws, and his right ruling to Israel. He has not done with any, he has not done so with any nation. And they have not known his right ruling. Y'all see that? Now let me give you another one. One more. And we're through with this. And we come on back to King James. Just trying to show you all the different readings. Both of them saying the same thing. It says, he declared his words to Jacob, his decree and his rulings to Israel. He has not done so with any other nation. They have not known his judgment. Hallelujah. Bam. See, now this is the right. This is the key right here. Let's look at this. This is the key right there. They have not known his judgment. This is talking about. Let's go back to King James, because that's what he loved. Maybe y'all see, but I'm glad. But even in the process of showing y'all the different scriptures, y'all see there's no much. It worded a little bit, but y'all get the premise of what the context is talking about, right? Even when you read different versions, right? You see, some make it a little plainer. That's it. That's all it really does. So it's nothing mischievous that's being done. You know, they just get away from all that hither and thou bull crap. We don't speak like that. Praise ye, Yah. We don't praise like that. That's not Hebrew anyway. Anyway, it's just only showing you right here. Only showing you that Yah, going to verse 19, Yah have showed his words unto Yaakov or Jacob. He showed Jacob his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. See, he taught Israel his statutes, laws, and commandments, what I want you to do. He gave Israel the instructions on how you live your life, or you say the manual. He laid out the foundation unto Jacob and to Israel of how you will live your life as a people. That's what it's showing you here. And when it get down to verse 20, y'all see there where it says, he have not dealt so with any other nation. He hadn't. Tell me, what other nation that out here? But they talk about that they have something with the Most High. The Most High only. Because, you know, a lot of these other nations had many gods. We know of Kemet, polytheists. They had many gods. Amun-Ra. I ain't going to get into all of them different names. Because even when they had somebody named Akhenaten, who tried to come and present to them the one God, they rejected him because he tried to bring monotheism in. And he was the only one that tried to bring in monotheism, as we know from the history. And they rejected him. So they love their many gods. So we know even with that, Akhenaten, they didn't even want to accept that one God. So we know that he hadn't done with Kemet, as our brothers would say, Kemet or Egypt. He hadn't done with him. He hadn't taught him his instruction. He hadn't taught them his laws, ways, and commandments. If you go into Rome, Greece, and all of these different places, you go into Samaria, you go into Mesopotamia, you go into Persia, all of these places, we do not hear about anybody else saying that the Most High Yah taught them, you know, and their prophet or whatever, about his laws, statutes, commandments, and his judgment. This judgment other than Israel. That's why everybody grabbing hold to this book, what we call the Bible now, because of what happened is what's supposed to be what your Most High Yah dealt with Israel. That's why you got Christians over here. You got this person over here, the Jehovah's Witness. All of these people have gravitated and grabbed this Bible because this is the word of Yah. And this was supposed to be to the whole world. We're going to get into that too and prove our point. But this scripture is showing, I'm showing you here how they try to use this. It's just saying here, going back to 19, he just only showed this to Jacob and Israel. He only showed this and only done with Israel. And there's place in that, and I got a scripture which was going to show you where he said, I'll take you by the hand. I'm going to give y'all some more precepts to show you some other stuff, right? But here it says that he have not done so with any other nation. He had done so with any other nation as he's done with Israel. Israel's the only nation that y'all know in history that it shows that the Most High Yah only dealt with Israel by showing him his statutes, laws, and commandments. He ain't done with nobody else. Like, that's all this saying. Now, what they say is try to pull this out and say he's not dealing with any other nation. Do y'all see that written in there? Do y'all see that? He said, I'm not dealing with any other nation but Israel. Do y'all see that? Do that say that in here? Do you see that anywhere in verse 20? You don't see that, do you? It don't read like that, right? Let me pull out the other ones. Let me see. Maybe they read like that. See these different versions. Okay, let's go back to 20 right here. Let's go to 20. Let me highlight it. Let me see. Maybe 20 says. Maybe this is the Tree of Life translation, y'all. Maybe it says that. I don't know. But no, they deal with the King James Version. The King James Version should have said it. I don't see it. Okay, let's see it. What does it say? He says, he has not done so with any other nation. Same thing. It does not say anything about Yah is not going to deal with any other nation, or he is dealing with any other nation. Do y'all see that in there? No, you do not. So how are they teaching? Brothers and sisters, who y'all are in these camps, man, that y'all hearing this, y'all seeing this from y'all so-called elders, man, do y'all really read your own Bible? Or y'all just regurgitators? And I'm not trying to be come at y'all in any kind of way, because this is dealing with the Most High Yah. This ain't nothing about Brother Ariyah. This is dealing with the Most High Yah and how we got to deal with the people, man, to present this information to the nations. Do y'all see that in there anywhere where it says he's not going to deal with any other nation? That's why you go into their book, the book of the daylight, and the book of Paul, because they follow the New Testament. These messianic brothers out there, they're messianic. They follow Paul, too. That's why Paul told them, right, that it says that to the Jews first, and then to the Gentile. Did Paul say that? Then he said salvation is to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. That's what Paul said. That's the person who they follow. That's what he told them. So how is it now y'all coming up with saying that y'all ain't dealing with no other people, man? He ain't dealing with nobody else but Israel. But let's show you. Let's get some more scriptures. Let's pull it out. Can we pull out some more verses and can we pull out some more precepts? And let's show you what the Most High said. Let's go. We're going to deal with this today, man. We're going to deal with this today. Because we got to stop all of this false doctrine teaching out here, man. We truly do. We got to stop all of this unrighteousness out here. Because you know, I understand a lot of the things that happened to us during slavery and the racism that happened in America. But this here ain't dealing with that. This book is not dealing with that. This book is dealing with with the serving the Most High and the Most High only, and trying to get your salvation right, man, for when you get out of here. And this has been instructions, because I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all were really truly dealing with trying to teach the word of the Most High, y'all right, trying to do what was right and be the true light to the nation as the Most High y'all told us. So maybe these foul and wild evil people, and some of y'all the same way. Some of us out here, Israel ain't been right. We know that from the scriptures. That's why we say that we over here now, and we was over here in the land of our captive because Israel wasn't right. So maybe if we had been doing with the, following the ways of the Most High y'all, following his statutes, laws and commandments, we wouldn't be in a situation where we were in. And see, we're supposed to be the light of the nation to take them out of their filth and wickedness. So y'all say Esau is evil and wicked and all of this type of stuff. See, it was our job as Israel to teach these other nations who were living foul and wild, teach them how to come and live righteously. Righteously. That's what it's about. So if we don't deal with them and don't teach them the right way, they're going to continue to keep living foul and wild and reckless. This book ain't dealing with none of that, man, because how you feel about a person's skin tone and racism. And I'm even talking to the so-called white folk. This ain't got nothing to do. Listen, this book don't deal with all that racist bull crap. This book deals with nations. It deals with nations. It don't say y'all, you find me somewhere in there where it talk about Black the black man or racist. Now I know that y'all gonna say, but is he that? Are he taking up for white folk? No, I'm taking up for righteousness. I'm doing what y'all do. Y'all love righteousness. And we'll get right into this right here. And I'm gonna show you what Isaiah 42 and 6 says. What is it? Isaiah 42 and 6. It's the King James version, right? It says, "For I, Yahweh, have called thee in righteousness." See what I say? The most high y'all deal with righteousness, not racism. What he says, and I don't do that with the Lord type situation. So that's why I'm saying it here. So I'm going to say, "And I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thee hand and I will keep thee and I will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles." Now, let's get that again. Now, that's 6. Let's go to the scriptures. Let's see what the scripture says here. Hallelujah. Not hallelujah scriptures. I got a hallelujah scriptures. Let's get this. Let's see what it says here. Let's see what it says. Let's take y'all out of the old King James version for a minute. It says, "I, Yah, have called you in righteousness. I have strengthen your hand and guard you and give you for a covenant to the people, for a light to the nation." See that Gentile? I don't even like dealing with that Gentile stuff, that nation, because they don't really, because see, they be trying to be slick with that Gentile stuff. See, that's why I love the King James, because they'll tell you on one hand that the these camps be telling, tell you Gentile can mean, it also can mean Israel, who was dispersed, who was scattered, who living in Gentile nations, who Hellenized Jews. So we're going to make it perfectly clear and let you see right here where it says, "For a light to the nations." And you look up nations, we understand what nations is, another nation. Because if he's saying he's only dealing with Israel, that's a nation. But he's saying for light to the nation, that means he's dealing with people who, other nations and nationalities who was not Israel, right? Don't we understand? So the Most High Yah said that he will hold our hand, he will guide our hand, or guard our hand, and give you for a covenant to a people, for a light to the Gentiles. So that's what our mission is in Israel. That's our mission. That's our mission. So let's go. Let's get some more. Let's get some more. Let's get some more. Let's go to Isaiah 49 and let's go to 6. Let's go to Isaiah 49 and 6. See, this is what our mission is. So if he ain't dealing with no other people, maybe I need to enlarge this a little bit, y'all. Let me enlarge that for y'all. My bad. Let me enlarge this. I need to enlarge it for myself so I can read it. Oh, let me go back to the King James. My bad. Let me go back to the King James. Where we at? 49 and 6. Let's highlight it. We want to make sure to get this perfectly clear today. We just want to get this perfectly clear. Okay. 49 and 6, Isaiah. Now, we was in 42 and 6. We was in 42 and 6 in the book of Isaiah. Yes, Yahoo. Now, let's go and see it. "And he said, it is a light thing that thou shalt be my servant to raise up, rise up the tribe of Jacob
and to restore the preserve of Israel. And I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles or the nations, that thou may be my salvation unto the end of the earth, unto the end of the earth. Now, look at here. Look, whoa, whoa. I know what they're going to say. See right there, what he said right there? He said, and to restore the preserved of Israel. See, that's what I'm talking about, the preserved of Israel. And I will give thee for a light to the Gentiles. Let's go. Let's see what the hallelujah scripture said. I mean, I keep saying hallelujah scripture. Let's see what the scripture says here. Trying to get y'all the different perspectives on it, the different rendering. And he says, it shall be a small matter for you to be my servant, to rise up the tribe of Jacob, and to bring back to preserve ones of Israel. And I shall give you as a light to the nations, to the light to the nations, to be my deliverance to the end of the earth. To all, look, from one end of the earth to the planet, one end of the earth to the other, to the four corners of the earth, as it said. Yes, you gotta have to be there and raise up those preserved ones of Israel, those who've been scattered, but also to the be a light to the rest of the nations as well. Let's get another one like that. Let's get another precept. Let's stay. We're still in Isaiah. We're going to stay in Isaiah for a minute. We're going to ride Isaiah for a minute because Isaiah makes it. I love the book of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, man. It's a lot of things in there. Even with the y'all be trying to deal with this whole subject matter, I think y'all love it too, because that's how y'all always want to bring out this thing about y'all fellow Yahawashah. Now, since I'm already in the scriptures, I bring out, I'm going to use the scriptures right here, right fast. Then I take out the King James. Yah shall lay barren his set apart arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the deliverance of Elohim. Let's go to King James. Let's go to King James and see what it says again. Let's highlight that again, y'all. Come on. Let's see. Let's get it. It says, the Lord have, And I just read it. And the Lord have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of God. What? And all the nations shall see the salvation of God. He made bare his holy arms in the eyes of all the nations. Come on, man. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. I got one better for y'all. Not it ain't just say better, but let's see. Let me see where I'm at. I'm in 50. Let's get some and make it plain. Let's get some and make it real plain right fast. Let's go to 50, Isaiah 56, 1 through. Let me see where I'm at. Make sure I got this right, y'all. Key, am I in King James? I got one I really want to show y'all. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to check my notes. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go, y'all. Here we go. Let's start at the top. Well, no, I don't want to start at the top. See exactly where I want to start, y'all. No, let's go 50. Let's do this 56 and 5 first. I didn't highlight that. Let me start here. And we're going to show you something. Pay attention to this one right fast. Let's do 56 and 5. Even unto them I will give my house, and within my walls a place and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Pay attention to this one right here, sisters and brothers, in verse 6 here, 56 and 6. Also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to Yah, to serve him, to love the name of Yah, to love the name of Yah, Shalakia, to be his servant. Everyone that keep the Shabbat or Sabbath from polluting it, and take hold of my covenant or Yah covenant. Number 7. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain, and to make them joyful in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifice shall be accepted unto my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Boom, whoop, there it is. What did he say? My house shall be a house of prayer for all people. Is what? As long as they accept Yah, as long as they join themselves. Go back to verse six. It says, also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to Yah. Let me get the hallelujah scriptures right fast. Let me get the scriptures right fast. Huh? Y'all see that? The sons and daughters of the, now the other one said strangers. Now I got plenty. King James, the only one that'll show you, and it'll say use that word stranger, because I'm gonna tell y'all something right fast. These camps, they decided like to play that again. See, they only can stand in King James Version because it fit their doctrine. It fits. They have a way they teach, and only would fit with their doctrine, right? It only fit their motive. And I'm not trying to be funny or trying to come at them nobody sideways. I mean, this is about the truth. And I hope this will help some brothers and sisters who's in those camps. First of all, you got to give them Yahweh Shah stuff. But anyway, with baby steps. But you got to get a proper understanding or overstanding, right? Now, because they teach that stranger, right, could be an Israelite. That's what they're going to teach. They'll teach them that when you see that word stranger, that could be an Israelite who have been a Hellenized Jew and all of this stuff. And he don't live in the land of Israel. So he's a stranger. And even we're here, they might say he's a foreigner. And all of this and that. But he might, if he's a practicing Jew, he still practices, not a Jew, but he still practices as an Israelite. He still submit to the Most High Yah. Like I said, I got kin folks that live in Chicago. Hell, but we know each other. We still, what I'm saying? Now, they might be something else on a different faith. But if we still know who we are as heritage, our heritage, we know who we are as kin folk. Hey, man, it ain't no different. He just live in Chicago. Hell, I live in Memphis. We still kinfolk. We know we kinfolk. We know where we come from. Just like Israel. A lot of them, just because they teach that they was Hellenized and they didn't even know they was Israel and all of this stuff, they try to, fit Paul doctrine in there to justify Paul going into all these European countries and stuff. Them folks still knew they was Israel, man. A lot of folks still knew they was Israel. So that's a lot of bull crap with that, but we're not going to get into that. But here again, it says that also the sons of the foreigners who join themselves to Yah. They got to serve him, to love the name of Yah, to be his servant. See it? So anybody, like they said again, as they going with their scripture, John 3:16, that whosoever believe, which I don't believe, so I guess that don't fit me. I guess I ain't in that category. But just according to that, they said, whosoever believe, and how about it? Now, God so loved the word that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth up in him, y'all know that whole thing. So that whosoever again, now that would be totally wrong, believing that Yahushua, a.k.a. Jesus Christ, is going to be your savior, which we know Isaiah even goes in there saying that the Most High Yah is our savior. And not only the Most High Yah is our Savior. That's why I say y'all messianic, y'all better get it right. Y'all calling on this person, Yahushua, and I'm like, he's the lamb, all that. Nah, y'all better get that right. But I'm showing you here this false doctrine that the Most High Yah ain't dealing with no other people. So I guess the Most High Yah gonna let everybody else stay evil in the world, but he only want Israel to be righteous. He only want Israel to be righteous. Let me take this down, stop screen sharing for a second. He only want Israel to be right. I guess Israelites, we the only ones supposed to be living righteous in the planet, right? That's what y'all trying to say. We the only people on the planet that have to live right. Everybody else can live foul and wild and wicked. And if that's the case then, right, that means that we're going to continue to keep, if everybody else being wicked and wrong, Like y'all say, Esau, he's wicked, he's foul. Don't complain about him being wicked then. Because, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Because that's what he's going to continue to be. Instead of being a light and maybe, you made it, he turned to the Most High Yah and come into righteousness. Then you ain't got to worry about him killing you in the street. Then you ain't got to worry about him trying to keep you in captivity and slavery. Because he won't be able to do that. He won't be doing that anymore because of why? He have learned to take on and love the Most High Yah. So he ain't going to be trying to do all of those negative things to you, because he served the Most High Yah. He's coming into righteousness now. So he's going to do what's right by Yah, because he know Yah don't approve all of this other junk that he's doing. He can't serve. He can't do to keep doing the wrong dealing. You know, because he right now, like I said, man, he can do what he want to, because like, hey, man, he feel like I ain't studying Yah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I serve Zeus. I serve all these pagan gods. They're my God. And hey, my God said we can do whatever we want to do. Like Aleister Crowley did. Let me get him something. Go to the New Testament right fast. Let me go back to screen share. Show them something in the New Testament again, man. So y'all can't say this now. Let's go here. Let's go to John 8 and 12. See y'all what y'all scriptures say. It's the book. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. This don't say I am the light of Israel. It don't say that I am the light of Israel only. Huh? Now, let's get it. John, according to John. Now, I have to say that. According to John. Now, it says, thus says Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He says, I am the light of the world. Oh, but I forgot what I'm reading. So when I read this, they're going to say, see that whole world. I forgot how they do their doctrine. That world don't mean the whole world. That's what they're going to tell y'all, man. This light don't mean the whole world. It means all of the world of Israel. Come on, man. Come on. Let's see what it says in the scriptures. Right here. It says, therefore, as they say, Yehoshua or Yahshua spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Same thing, really. It don't change no more different. Okay, who shall follow me? By no means shall walk in darkness, but have ever. But it's just something totally different. Now, let's get one more. Let's get another precept right fast. Let's go to the book of Acts 13 and 47 right fast. 13 and 47. Okay. Highlight this. Boom. Glad y'all see this footnote. Now, this is the scriptures again I'm reading from, and it's going to see y'all see that right there. Boom. But let's read this right fast. Now, this is the book of Exodus, written by who? Luke. Not Exodus. Shalakia. The book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles, as they say. Written by Luke, a Gentile. But anyway, it says, for so the master have commanded us, I have set you to be a light to the nations, that you should be for the deliverance to the end of the earth. Let's jump down to 48. And when the nations heard this, they were glad and praised the word of Yah, as many had been appointed to everlasting life believe. Now, why were they so glad? Because they only thought that maybe that they heard that Yah wasn't dealing with nobody else, because he said it. He hadn't dealt so with any other nation. Now is that, that's why a lot of y'all know that a lot of nations didn't even like Israel. They couldn't stand Israel. I was watching a documentary, and I'm going to come back to this. I was watching a documentary, and it was showing about when the Romans and was it the Romans or the Greeks? I forget now. I think the Romans, when they invaded the temple and stuff, it was one of the Roman generals. He wanted to see who this God was of Israel. So he went into the temple, right? He went into the temple. Let me stop sharing for a second. He went into the temple and went behind, how they had the tabernacles with the curtains and stuff up there. So he thought maybe behind the curtains, because all these other nations always had statues and monuments of their gods and all of this stuff. So he thought he was going to go in there and he was going to find some kind of statue looking like Yah, in the image of Yah, some kind of thing. I don't know what was it, you know, a tree god or a rock god or some kind of shape, something to, you know, Moloch, Rimfam. He thought he was going to find some in there showing the image of the Most High Yah. That's what he thought. But when he went in there, he pulled the curtain back. He stormed through the temple and went in there, but he got to that part. He pulled the curtain back. He ain't see nothing in there but the menorah. He ain't see nothing in there but the menorah, the light shining. He's like, where y'all at? Didn't see nothing. We're the only nation, Yah, Israel, even today. Now, I'm talking about, I want to make sure I specifically say this. Especially those of us who are Tanakh only, even the Sephardines and the Ashkenazis over there in Israel today that follow Tanakh only, when I'm saying Tanakh only, and I'm talking about, even though they got the Talmud and whatever they into, but still again, you don't have any statues, no monuments or any likeness of anything of Yah, because we know that Yah is what? A spirit. We say Yah is a spirit, so you can't have, we don't have no images. And Kemet, they had all kind of statues of, they had the ram god, Khonsu and this, that, and Tehuti or Zahuti, man, Amun-Ra, Aten-Ra, every other, you know, name of the different gods. Everywhere you went, Persia, all the different places they had a god. Even when Israel bowed down to Moloch, there's a statue of Moloch. You can Google it and find the statue of Moloch. Even they talk about Rimfan. Some people want to say this, the six-point stars, the star of Rimfan. Rimfan was a statue of Saturn. Y'all better pay attention. Do your damn due diligence. Do some damn studying. Quit listening to some of these damn camp leaders out here that's only leading y'all into false doctrine to tickle your fancy to get you in there. But still, again, y'all get in there, join these damn camps, and you still worship some damn Yahweh Shah. Which the Tanakh don't tell you to worship no Yahweh Shah and even pray in his name. What do y'all see anything in here where the Most High Yah told y'all to pray in the name of, talking about some Bat Hayashim, Yahweh Shah, whatever y'all be saying it. It don't tell y'all this. It don't tell you this. The Most High Yah said, I am your Savior and I'm your Savior alone. Have no God besides thee. That's in the, what y'all call the Ten Commandments. That's the only thing. Have no God besides me. I am God alone. I am a jealous Yah, or Elohim, or Elohim. Or y'all associating another God. Even Islam told y'all better than that. Islam said, have no God besides he. Islam even tell you in the Holy Quran, I practice you to practice Islam. What's it? Kulu you ahad. He beget no, as he begotten. He have no son, no daughter. It's begotten by he. He have no associates. Islam know better than that. But y'all call on this some damn Yahweh Shah. He's your king. But if he was your king, what throne did he rule? What throne did he sit on when he was on the planet? What throne did he sit on? If he's a king, King David had a throne that he sat on. King David ruled a kingdom. This dude didn't rule. He didn't rule nowhere. Y'all talking about the second coming. He going to do it when he come back. Or he doing it somewhere in the heavens. Come on, man. The scriptures don't. The Tanakh don't tell you nothing. The prophets didn't prophesy no junk like that. All the prophets did not prophesy no bull crap like that. Excuse my language. No junk like that, man. Come up out of there. Y'all still following Christianity. You might beat up on the Christians and tell the Christians are in manifested error, but y'all in manifested error with that crap, man. That's Christianity to the highest degree. You might not call yourself a Christian. Like they said, told y'all in the book of Acts, you were first called Christians in Antioch. You might not call yourself that, but if you believe and you follow that doctrine, why would they call Christians in Antioch? Because they call them that because they was followers of this person called Yahawashi, as y'all say Yahawashi Jesus, the followers of the way, they follow what way? They follow his way. They followed his way, not Yahweh, but his way. But let's go back to this scripture right fast. It says, what was I at? But see, I'm gonna show y'all something. See, they poor. And I'm glad I used this scripture right here. I'm glad I used this. This is the Bible called the scriptures. And see, and it gives you the precept. And if you go in your own Bible, right, it's going to give you a cross reference. See, they inserted this. They used this and inserted this in the book of Acts 47, 13 and 47, because this is where this come from. This come from the book of Isaiah, as we read earlier. That's a quote from here. So again, it says that, for the master has commanded us, I have set you to be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for deliverance to the end of the earth. And y'all see what it says right there, and I'm highlighting it. And it says Isaiah 49 and 6, and he says, shall it be a small matter for you to be my servant, to rise up the tribes of Jacob, and to bring back the preserved ones of Israel, and I shall give you as a light to the nations to be my deliverance to the end of the earth. We read that earlier, sisters and brothers. We read that earlier. Did we read that earlier? So how is it that this whole Bible, as y'all would say, is only for Israel only? That's an Israel-only doctrine. Yes, it talks about Israel and what Israel went through. Yes, it does, because, again, we're supposed to be a light to the nations. We're supposed to be like our story. That book, that Bible, shows you the history of Israel. They ups and they downs. They do's and they don'ts. It shows this. Yes, it shows. It tells you what all we do. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, like I said, Kim and them, like a lot of stuff in there, they romanticize a lot of stuff. They don't really go into telling you and want to show you how, you know, the bad things they did. They don't want to show you about the slavery. They don't want to tell you about slavery, how they enslaved the Nubians and all that. They don't want to go into that. They only want to tell you and make it look like Egypt was just the creme de la creme. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have no problems in Kemet. That's what they want to make you believe. But that's not true. That's not the case. But see, that's what they want to show you and make you believe. But see, the Bible, one thing about this Bible, brothers and sisters, it showed you the good, the bad, and the ugly about Israel. It showed you, because why? It has to show you, because number one, we have to be a light to the rest of the nations and show the nation this is what happened when you don't follow the instructions of the Most High Yah. Number one, we have to be showing you that we have to stay, do the will of the Most High. Follow his instructions. And when you don't, it's like the dietary laws. Y'all don't think Yah don't tell y'all don't eat this, don't eat that because he's trying to be strict. No, Most High Yah told you don't be eat certain things because the bad health, I can't say health benefits, the thing that certain things that do to your body, especially like people eating pork. People eating the pork. Why you run around here with high blood pressure and all of this old kind of crazy stuff now, right? Right? Because why? Eating things that's prohibited foods, things that we're not supposed to be eating. That's why we having a lot of these different problems. Eating junk we have no business eating, right? But again, this false doctrine has to go. Brothers and sisters, y'all need to start studying y'all scriptures. Study your Bible. And I, that was somewhere, I think that's in the New Testament, man, where it says, what did it say? Study to show thou self-approval. Study to show your self-approval, man, to the Most High Yah. Quit listening to these knuckleheads out here, man, that's giving y'all all of these false teachings. Giving y'all all these false teachings. And they truly are. They truly are. Giving y'all some false teaching. That right there, let's go back to that again. It has the book of Psalms. That is not showing and saying anything. And I gotta hurry up and end this. It won't take it too long. I didn't want to go too long. But this that has nothing to do with Israel or the Most High Yah is dealing with Israel only. Let me go back to King James. That ain't got nothing to do with that. Saying that Israel, I mean the Most High Yah, ain't dealing with nobody else but Israel only. That's a blatant, flat-footed lie. The Most High Yah he's not doing that, man. Why would he create all these other people on the planet Earth if he ain't gonna deal with them? The Most High Yah is trying to bring people back to him because everybody have went astray and gone worshiping, whoring after all kind of other, as some say, mighty ones other than the Most High Yah. They want to worship everything but the Most High Yah. And I show y'all, man, there was something I was thinking about how a lot of people, and even with this Yahawashah character, people want their God to look like them. They want something tangible. They want something they can see for themselves. Like what they say, y'all, seeing is believing. I can't believe there's a God somewhere. There's a power somewhere out in the heavens or wherever it is that I can't see. I need something I can see. And I've noticed that there's a lot of religions or groups, spiritual group, whatever they want to call it, have made things that look in the image and likeness of something that they can see, put their eyes on. I mean, we know about the gods of Kemet. And even just besides that, let's go with even the Nation of Islam. They say, their teaching is that God is not a spook God. He's not a mystery God. So he came in the person of, as they say, Farad Muhammad. I ain't gonna call him no master. They call him Farad Muhammad. God ain't a spook God. They say that's their God. Farad. Even that's in the 30s that happened, right? That's why you still have today. And I'm gonna tell y'all something in the New Testament, man. Y'all gotta throw that. I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say what I'm finna say. I'm gonna say it. Throw that thing away, man. You Hebrews, throw that away. Let them Greeks have it. Let them Romans have it. That's their thing. And their God, that Yahushua Jesus, that's their God. That's their man-made God. Y'all better believe. Y'all Hebrew, but y'all better come on up out of that, bro. Y'all better get back into this Torah and find out who the Most High Yah really is. Because even with that, that's why they had to make up this person called Jesus so they can have a man-made God, which they always had Zeus and Apollo. They had statues. So even today they had this, what was that in Brazil, that big old damn statue of Jesus in Brazil and somewhere. Come on, man. But anyway, and y'all even following this yourself, messianics, talking about Jesus or Yahawashah, whatever name y'all want to put on it, what twist you want to put on it. You might have said you came up out the church of Christianity, but you still following that damn doctrine of the New Testament, calling on this man, talking about he died for your sins. Come on, man. Torah don't teach, Tanakh don't teach you that. That's against the Tanakh. That's against the Torah, man. It's against the Torah. I'm a part of your wicked ways, man. Don't be, hey, don't you look. But anyway, I'm trying to get myself back on track. I know y'all love Jesus, man. Y'all love that Jesus stuff. It's against the Torah, man. It's against the Torah. But that lie, y'all want the world to be righteous. Y'all created us in righteousness. And he wanted his creation to be righteous. He wanted his creation to be righteous, right? What is actually, when you're sinning, what are you doing really, right? What are you really doing? You're living unrighteous. And what is to be right? Living in the ways of life, living under and following the statutes and the laws and commandments or the instructions of Yah. That's truly righteousness. That's truly what righteousness is. When you're living righteous, I mean, you're doing what Yah tells you or commanded us to do. You're following the way in the instructions of how he said we got to live our life. Now, people say the Bible means the basic instructions before leaving earth. What instructions? What instructions? The instructions that what Yah says, do this, don't do that, don't eat that. That's going to hurt you. You got pills and things that come with warning labels. If you take too many of these things, this can happen to you. You take too many of these aspirins, this is what may happen to you. They come with warning labels. So Yah, man, I'm telling y'all, ain't it beautiful, Yah? You praise the Most High, Yah. Yah gave us warning labels on this life. If we do this, this is what can happen to us. Take this at the prescribed way that I say y'all do it. Drink this water the way I say drink this water. Eat this the way I say eat this, and you will live a life of longevity. But if you do not, this is what may happen to you. Hallelujah. So, once again, let's get that right here fast. Supposed to get this right fast. I gotta go. Again, here it is. This false doctrine they're teaching, brothers and sisters, to try to justify this lie. But when y'all read things for y'all self and y'all see it from the context of what it really is, y'all will see they lying. And y'all got to call them out on that lie. Let them fools have that, man, because they're going to have to deal with the Most High. One thing about these lies that they're telling, they're going to have to answer the Most High, y'all. So, brothers, if y'all out here following this lie because y'all love it, it sounds good to you. Hey, man, they say, man, there's a way that seems right to man. But the ends thereof is the ways of death. It may seem right to you, brothers. It may seem right to you, sisters. But if it ain't right by Yah, y'all better leave it alone because it's going to lead you to your death. So lead that false doctrine alone. Yah want you in righteousness, not what's right to you, but what's right by Yah. That's what's right. Don't do what sound good to your camp leader. Don't do what sound right to your moray, your rabbi. You do what right by the Most High Yah. And how do you know what's right by Yah? By truly studying his word, getting the contextual understanding of what his word say. So once again, right here, the book of Psalms 147 and 19 says, he showed his words unto Jacob, his statutes, and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not done so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. The reason they don't know his judgment, because why? Y'all, as it says, he had done with them. He had done. Kemet don't know nothing about the greatness of Yah. They don't know nothing about that. They know about Yah because of the Israelites, but they truly don't know they hadn't had a personal relationship with Yah like Israel had, like Jacob had. They hadn't had that personal relationship. Some Christians, y'all say that I got a personal relationship with the Lord. Y'all talking about Jesus. See, me and God got a personal relationship. That means that you have dealt with him. He have dealt with you. He have inspired you with something. He have given you something in the spirit. You have a dealing with him. So you know what he wants. He requires of you. These nations here don't know because they hadn't had a personal relationship with him like Israel had a personal relationship with him. But it's our job as Yahshua Allah, as Israel, to teach the rest of the nation what Yah said do. So we can teach him his statutes, laws, his judgment, and his commandments so they can live righteously. So now we wouldn't have to, as our good brother, the King David, and y'all understand this is the book of Psalms. This is what David, right? This is a song right here. This is a praise from David. And this is what David was actually just saying. This was that what Daoud was telling us in here in this song or his prayer of praise. He was saying this, that Yah ain't did nothing. He was praising Yah. Said, Yah, I thank you because you showed Israel, you showed Jacob your statutes, laws, and commandments, and you ain't done so with no other nation. That's why it says at the end, y'all, that's a song of praise right there. You see where it says, praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Huh? He's praising Yah because he's thankful. See it right here? This is the tree of life. He's praying. This is a song of praise. Yah, I know that you ain't done nothing with no other nation like you have done with Israel. And I thank you, like we praying, Yah. I thank you, Yah, for dealing with us like you have done with us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Most High, Yah, for giving, waking us up this morning. We thank you, Yah, for setting us on our way. We thank you for putting good health in our body today. We thank you, Yah, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Most High, Yah, for giving Israel the right ruling, finding favor in Israel to be able to do what is right by you. We don't want to worship no other gods besides you, Yah. We thank you. So he says, you have not done so with any other nation as you have done with Israel. And we thank you for dealing with us, Israel. Hallelujah. Y'all see that right there? Now, I know I added some other stuff, but I'm just showing you how David was praising the Most High Yah when he dealt with Psalms 47 and 19 through 20. He was praising the Most High Yah. That's why I ended it with hallelujah, because that is this, ooh, a word of praise when we say we thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. We praising the Most High Yah. Praise Yah. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I hope you and pray that the Most High Yah give y'all some understanding. Study your word for yourself, sisters and brothers, and get the proper understanding. And most definitely know, man, the Most High Yah want righteousness in the land. He may choose a certain people to give his word to and give it to them so they can be a light to the rest of the people. He may see something in you, brothers and sisters. No matter what your nationality may be, no matter what your skin tone may be, because Yah created it all. So no matter what it is, if Yah find favor in you and he choose you. See, listen here. Sometimes Yah take the crook. He take the person who's been in and out of prison, who have done all kind of wrong, and people in his society know that, hey, but that brother ain't no good, man. That dude, that low down scoundrel. He may be in the jail, and he may be sitting in the jail, and y'all started working on him. And look here, check it out. I need you. I'm going to choose you this day, which I choose you this day. I'm going to choose you to be a light. I'm going to set my words. I'm going to set my word in your heart. I'm going to put my words in your mouth. I'm going to, when you get out of here, they may change their life in prison. And they get out. They change their way. Everything. Y'all see some of them brothers, man. They get out, bro. Some girls be sincere. Some get out, man. The only thing they know is God this, God that, the Most High Yah did. And they change their life. And people see it. I've been there. Brothers and two of the brothers I was kicking with, even though I was in Islam, I came out as a Muslim, but I changed my life. And two of the brothers I used to kick it with and grew up with, they didn't want to do it. It's like, man, hey, bro. They told me, man, one of the brothers, man, we got it. He like said, man, you don't turn to a sucker, man. You don't turn weak because I wouldn't go out here and doing all that old crazy stuff that they were doing. He was still out here gang banging and all that old other stuff. And I wasn't getting into that. I said, man, I can't do that, bro. I can't do that. I choose the more. I serve God, man. I can't do that. God don't allow me to do that like I used to. And now the brothers, them, they told me they were proud of me for changing my life, but they couldn't do it. Well, now what? Both of them brothers were killed. They were tragically killed. One brother shot in the head two times with a 357 Magnum. One of them, and these two, they were brothers. Now, I'm not saying brother like, what's up, my brother? I'm talking about these were blood brothers that I used to kick it with. One of them shot in the head two times with a 357 Magnum, point blank range. The other brother was ran over and killed with a car. Somebody ran over him and killed him. But they told me they couldn't change. They didn't want to change. But even though I tried to be a light to them, it didn't work. They wanted to be in the world. They wanted to do as the world do. So you can't do nothing about that. But all that you can do is be a light to them. So the Most High Yah choose who he want to, like that's what the Bible says. The Most High can choose who he want to. He don't care nothing about your skin complexion. He don't care nothing about your racial ethnicity. Yah deals with nations of people. Yah choose righteousness. He give favor who he want to. So y'all can say, man, well, you just trying to save everybody, man. You just want to save everybody. You just want to sound like a Christian. You can say what you want to me. I don't care. I choose what y'all want to choose, and that's righteousness. I got to do what y'all want. So y'all go ahead and teach up. And that's why y'all see a lot of things here in America still today. It's not right with the black man and woman here in America, because y'all is not dealing right with the Most High Yah word. That's why y'all see constantly continue to keep saying, you can say you Israel. Listen here. It don't make a hill of beans, as some people say. It don't make a difference about how you say that we Israel. We can say we Israel all we want, because we know in the Bible they knew they were Israel. Look what happened to them. That's why we say now we came over here on slave ships in America, the Atlantic slave trade. We knew we was Israel, but look what still happened. Israel don't. Most of y'all don't care about you saying you Israel, you Israelites. You better live right. So again, yeah. That's why we're still going through what we're going through in America, because we're choosing all of this foolishness. We still want to serve other than Yah. You still want to serve Yahweh Shah. You still want to serve Jesus Christ. Call him your savior. Call on him and say he's your king, instead of saying Yah is your king, which he told you in the Torah. He's your king and only king. He's your savior and only savior. Talking about somebody can die for your sins. Ezekiel said, no man can die for another man's sin. The father cannot die for the sins of the son, and the son cannot die for the sins of the father. Yahweh Shah can't die for you and shed no blood for you, man. So until we get it right and get back to serving Yah and Yah only, you can come up with all the doctrine you want to. This Yah Israel only doctrine. But you ain't living right yourself. You want to say, hey, man, this doctrine is Bible for Israel only, but you still calling on Yahweh Shah and all this bull crap. Man, y'all don't want to hear what you got to say. We're going to keep getting our heads beat in and battered and go through what we're going through in America, Israel, until we get it right and truly serve the Most High Yah and stop all this foolishness, stop all this false doctrine teaching out here. So no, the Bible ain't just for Israel only. Now, the Bible give the world an example of these people that Yah chose to be his light to the rest of the nations. So even in our tragic story, about what we went through, the slavery and the captivities and the this and the that, that's supposed to be a light to the rest of the world. If I see somebody out here smoking crack, and I'm going to tell y'all that's why I ain't never smoked crack, because I've seen how crack done to other people. I ain't no way. I don't want to go through that. So even when people see what Israel went through, they like, man, I don't want to go through that. No, sir. I'm going to serve the Most High correctly. I'm going to learn what he told them, and I'm going to do exactly what he said do. I ain't finna do. Because I don't want to go through them chest time, man. Look like every time you look around, Israel was going through slavery. They was going through some kind of captivity. Man, I don't want to go through that. No, I don't want to smoke no crack, my teeth falling out, and I look all ragged. I want to sell everything in my house. Stealing my mama's car and my daddy them property, stealing folks' money and breaking in folks' houses so I can smoke and go. So I can get high. Only high I want is the Most High Yah. No, sir. Other than that, I don't want to do it. I'm going to do what the Most High Yah showed Israel, and I'm going to live it to the best of my ability. Praise ye, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for tuning in. I am your elder, Ariyah Yahawadah Yasha Allah, right here for Liberation Tabernacle. Yah. Most High Yah, thank y'all for tuning in right here, man. Like I said, you can find this podcast one more time. You can find the podcast and listen to the audio podcast right here on iHeartRadio. You can find us on the distributed sites of iHeartRadio. You can find us right there on TuneIn Radio. And also, you can find us in the Apple Podcasting Store under Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And the word Yah is in the Tetragrammaton. Now, it's not in the Tetragrammaton. Y'all have to see the Paleo Hebrew. I just spelled it out, YHWH. So look that up just like that, y'all. Liberation Tabernacle of the YHWH. Yah. How are y'all? Who are how y'all spelling? But I just put it in Tetragrammaton. So when you look it up, that's how you look it up right there, man. In the four-letter words, YHWH. on those, magnificent distributing sites and many more. But right here is check us out right here on TalkShoe as I stream live right here on TalkShoe.com. Yes, the official page and distributing site for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank y'all always, however y'all tune in and follow the show. I really do appreciate you as well. I got to get an email address. I have one somewhere. I don't lost the password and all that. So I got to set up another one, and I will have that for you if you have any questions or anything you want to address, you need me to address some scriptures or anything like that, or bring out a subject matter that you want me to talk about. I will try to have our next broadcast. I will make sure I start giving out the email address for your questions and or comments or things of that nature. Most definitely. Praise ye, Yah. Y'all have a wonderful day. May the Most High be with you and walk in the ways of the Most High, Yah. Because I'm telling y'all, man, I've been a brother. I went into Islam. My family was Christians. I've been in the way of Islam. I've been in the Kemet. I've been all of that. But I'm going to tell y'all, man, I ain't found no favor like I have until I got into and realized what Yah has said. Truly understanding these scriptures of the Tanakh, man, I'm telling you, man, Yah have been truly blessing me most definitely. Not Satan, because he can give you false blessings too, or the disagreeable one can give you false blessings too. But I know, man, the things that Yah have been putting on me to the spirit and been telling me and been giving me, man, in the heart, man, and I've been listening, I've been taking heed to it. Ooh, we, y'all. Praise y'all. That's all I can say, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Liberation Tabernacle, y'all. I said one more time again, I am your elder, Brother Ariyah, Yahawada, Yasha Allah, and I thank my brother as well, up there, the Chief Rabbi David Israel. We were the ones who started this thing off. We were the founders of Liberation Tabernacle. We started off, as y'all see in the background, Liberation Tabernacle Ministries. That was my brother and co-founder right here of Liberation Tabernacle Ministries, and now we're Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Shalom to my good brother, the Chief, Rabbi David Israel. Thank you, brother, if you're listening out there again. Thank you for helping start this great ministry and class. Shalom. Peace.